Welcome back, y'all. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're at the last segment of the day. Boy, time flies when we're doing the work together, does it not? Very excited to be joined this afternoon for our last segment by Roderica Applewhite. She's a spokesperson for the White House. She's joining us today because quite an enormous milestone has been hit in the public service loan forgiveness program. Roderica, welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. Be sure you unmute yourself. Tell us about this enormous milestone in the celebratory announcement that the Biden-Harris administration made this morning.
Yeah, absolutely, too. And thank you, Maggie, for having me on the show. So since President Biden and Vice President Harris took office in 2021, one of their main priorities was relieving student debt for Americans. This is something that saddles a lot of folks, me included, and also is a huge barrier to upward economic mobility for a lot of people. And so today we are really excited to announce that through our public service loan forgiveness program that specifically relieves debt for or is a repayment program for teachers, police officers, firefighters who complete 10 years of service and then make payments for 10 years, we've announced that we are forgiving the rest of their debt for 60,000 additional public service workers. And this actually is helping us cross the 1 million person threshold as far as Americans that have been helped by this program in particular. That is a huge milestone for us. When the Biden-Harris administration started, the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program has actually existed since 2007, but because of a lot of mismanagement and just, you know, really inefficiency, the program had only managed to actually work as intended for 7,000 people up until between 2007 and 2021. So this is huge. Millions of Americans have paid into this paying into this program. And so the fact that we're able to cancel another $4.7 billion in student loan debt for 60,000 Americans that qualify under this program is a huge milestone for us today. And it brings our total for student debt relief granted during the Biden-Harris administration to over $175 billion with a B dollars since taking office for just under 5 million Americans.
It's truly incredible. There's a couple of elements of the program, Roderica, that I want to emphasize. The public service loan forgiveness program requires that your loans were financed through the federal government or are being currently financed. So you are borrowing from the federal government in essence. And it also requires 10 years of consistent on-time payments of those student loans. And it requires 10 years of nearly consistent or continuous public service. There are some gaps that are permitted, but it's basically like you got to work in the public sector, giving back to your communities for at least 10 years, nearly consecutively. I'll just say this, as a lawyer that ran a large department and worked in government for many years, I know many of the people that worked with me that had only ever worked as public sector lawyers, whether that is district attorneys, guardians ad litem, public defenders, and then in the corporation counsel's office for Milwaukee County or the city attorney's office, had incredible debt because law school is so gosh darn expensive. This was an absolutely essential stepping stone for them to get past what was in many cases debilitating student loans, and they could only qualify, again, making those consistent payments and having, again, those 10 years of service. What do you want people to take away from hitting this milestone of debt relief for those that have given at least a decade of their lives to public service, hitting a million Americans that this has helped? It's an incentive, I think, to long-term public service, which I think should be applauded. But what do you think the administration wants people to take away from this milestone?
Yeah, absolutely. And I thank you, Maggie, for really laying out the facts of what this program does. I think something that, you know, anytime you see someone online talk about their debts being forgiven and, you know, there's always somebody under the comments saying, oh, well, this is a handout. This is, you know, using my taxpayer dollars to do all this. No, I think to really beat back some of the misinformation around this, these are people who have paid into this program. They have effectively signed a contract saying, if I donate 10 years of my life to public service, to helping my community, then this is what this is the payback in return for doing that. And so this is a program they paid into. These are people who have been making payments for 10 years at a minimum. A lot of these people have been paying on interest and paying over their 10 years repeatedly. And so this is actually cleaning up a system. This is making it a lot easier for people to, one, want to go into public service, and also make sure that it's affordable to do so. And so this is a really huge point for us. The president was actually really happy to welcome a teacher from Boston who came to the White House, and he personally told her that, you know, the $46,000 that was still on her balance had been forgiven after she had been making payments for 12 years. And so this is something that is really, really important. I think, you know, part of my job is making sure that I message to Black Americans, specifically in my role at the White House. And so this is something that's also really, really big for Black Americans as well, especially since Black borrowers are more likely to take on student loans than their white peers, end up holding nearly twice as much debt, and owe more than they borrowed 4 years after graduation. So this is something that's really, really huge. You know, it is equity, it's equitable, and it really reflects the commitment that the commitment and a promise made and kept by President Biden and Vice President Harris.
Thank you so much for your dedication and for being a great partner in getting the message out to every American about these sorts of programs designed to reward those who serve others with such dedication over a decade. That's Roderica Applewhite, spokesperson of the White House, celebrating a million people that have been helped by the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. That's going to do it for me, folks. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me, but it is always better when we stand together. The Dominic Salvia Show is next here on the Civic Media Radio Network.